Jesus, Ray. Uh-oh. This is a practical impossibility. It's ringing.
Ray.
What?
Love the show.
This is the Ray Foley Podcast.
Very good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. JP's over there.
Oh, yeah.
Would you look who's in? Just joined. Oh, he just started breezing in.
I feel like I'm interfering with a date here with the co-wives are swooning at each other. Love music and everything. You're going out to the theatre tonight.
I put on a lovely song for him. I put on my finest hoodie and I'm taking him out to the theatre tonight.
I feel like a gooseberry here between the two of
you. Well, anyway, whatever, I'm Pat Short. JP, do you come here often? Or is the carpet always this sticky? How are you, Pat?
I'm good. Great. Thanks for having me on. It's great to see you. Yeah,
it's lovely to see. I was saying to. Well, I'm always quoting you. It's a fella. I killed a man. Not now, Tom. I'm going to go on television. I'm watching him. It's just ridiculous. To have you in is a joy.
Oh, thank you.
You've been we're in the middle of a conversation at the moment. People texting 0874 100 102. Maybe you can weigh in on this.
Yeah.
There's an asteroid coming for Earth. It's going to hit us in 2032. They're saying it's a city killer. It's going to wipe out
you're
a
joking
city.
Me. Huh? Yeah. Are you serious?
Well, it might land in the sea. It might land in the sea.
Okay, we can sleep.
Yeah. But I'm kind of thinking, if we're to get rid of any town or city, which one would we get rid of?
Charleville.
Charleville.
We thought we were going to have to twist your arm there.
He didn't have to think about it.
Straight in. Right. Have you ever driven through Charleville?
I've done gigs in Charleville.
Well, there you go. You know what it's like. They park, they abandon cars on the side of the road in Charleville. Every day is like a mart day in Charleville. And it's just, you can't get through it. I don't go, I go Ballylanders now if I'm going to Cork. I will not go through Charleville. I refuse to go through Charleville.
Right. Sorry, Charleville. That's it. It seems like, he's got the most delegates. He's got the most votes on this one. Charleville, you're currently raced to the top of the leaderboard.
And it's County Cork as well.
Well, do you know what? Is it
a
technicality?
Lot of votes for that, Pat.
That far north, do you know what I mean? It's right up there. Sorry, JP, what advice have you got?
I just rattled through a couple of short ones there. Simon says Kells should be flattened, no reason. Billy says, got to be Greystones and it's 151 coffee shops. And then Barry says, tip town, lads. He says, do us all a favour.
What do you think?
Tip town. That's a cut and blow to a tip man. And I that brings a tear to my eyes. Like seeing it.
Would you be in the fallout area if an asteroid hit Tip Town?
Oh, I would. I would. Yeah, I'd be. I'm not Tip. Tip Town is South Tip.
Right. So you'd be clear then for the blast radius.
If it might get as far as Clonalty, Rossmore, maybe out around Ballock, and in around Golden, maybe there. That's the type of area you're looking at. Be badly hit, and down near. Where's the other? You could be. Yeah, you do a lot of damage, Tip Town. You would do a lot of damage, Tip Town. Once the rock wouldn't be hurt, lads. That's all I'd be worried about.
I'm thinking,
to see the rock fall.
I like
rock
how you're negotiating the blast radius of the meteorite.
Over to Holy Cross, maybe. Over to the Abbey, but you couldn't see the rock fall. Let's bring it to Tip Men's eye. Eventing happened the rock.
Drawing around. Actually, what was this? Tipperary Live. Tipperary people up in arms over where Irish Independent claim Pat Short is from. Did you see this?
No.
Is this today, John Paul?
It was yesterday evening. It all kicked off, so the Indo said something about it.
I know. I've got a weird text this morning from my wife to say, are you living with another family in Turles? I think the Independent is Pat Short, who lives with his family in Turles. I don't. I live with my family in Limerick.
And she's still waiting for the reply on the text. It's got the two blue texts, but he just hasn't gotten back yet. The Irish Independent claimed in a post, the comedian and actor is from County Limerick.
Oh.
Tipperary people were quick to vent at the Irish Independent on Wednesday evening. One person pointing out, he's from Glengool, Tipperary. Why another blasted Irish Independent? Your facts correct.
I'm not from Glengool at all.
Pat Short is from Turles, County Tipperary.
That's right.
Now living in Limerick.
That's right.
Very shoddy journalist.
Fake news.
This is the thing, you see, Pat.
I know.
The fake news.
Disinformation is rife, guys.
Yeah. You gotta get the fact checkers out. Over there in the Irish Independent.
I didn't realise there was a controversy going on. We're whirling his way around me down in Tipperary. But anyway, there you go. Yeah, yeah.
So just for clarity, we would like to clear up.
I am a tip man living in Limerick.
Proudly. Okay.
Yeah.
And neither of those locations will be wiped out in the oncoming meteorite. But since we saw you, I heard an interview where you did an interview to John Kenny and you were paying tribute to him, and you were talking about music. You were talking about how the connection was initially with music and with saxophone.
Yeah, John was a great musician. I mean, John was with a band called Gimmick when he was about 15. He toured all over Europe and Ireland, and they had singles in the charts and stuff like that. Kind of glam rock. Desperate looking photographs. We saw, and another one, John, he didn't tell too many people, he was part of the Birdies.
The Cheap Cheeps.
So what happened there was, I think it was kind of at the end of the band, the Gimmick were doing great, and then, you know, like all pop bands, kind of ups and downs. And things were on the way down, and they had a manager who bought the franchise for the Birdies, which that song at the time was huge. So he put together maybe four bands and put them out all over the country, dressed them all in Birdie outfits so nobody knew who they were. He was the original Louis Walsh.
Well, do you know what? He was very industrious and very...
Yeah.
And it was all based on his own, I suppose, his own cop on, his own nose, his own sense of what would work. I had interviewed him a couple of times on the 6 o'clock show, and it was a fun... Well, I've interviewed you a few times as well the same. And... He would always surprise me with how thoughtful he was. That he was actually quite like quiet, and it's not
John.
It wasn't just this nuts character that you would have expected from your time.
He lived an amazing life before I ever met him, musically and theatre wise and everything else. And the stories he had about that particular manager was hilarious. I mean, I think they toured with Mudd or someone around Ireland, and they were the support band. They were huge at the time, and they complained to the manager that there was no heat on the bus, the tour bus. So the following night, he had a superstar strapped to the front seat. Health and safety back in the late 70s,
pretty loose. Do you I want to talk about your own. I wanted to mention him because, of course, you were for a long time synonymous, and I haven't seen you since, and it was lovely to hear you talking about him. The memories that you have are so it's wonderful that it's not so sad or down, that it's all so lovely and positive
because it was mad. I mean, John was always manic and great crack and great fun. I mean, he's a serious writer and actor and all the rest, but there was a madness. Anyone that ever met him, there was a mad side to that. Was just great fun and great crack. You
know? So what's it like then with Faye, your daughter, and on the road with her? I mean, health and safety, I'd say, would be...
She takes over in that role.
I
know, it's great fun. I mean, it's great for me to be working with my daughter, I have to say. It is.
Is it? Because I've got a 12-year-old now, and he's, I mean, I tell you, it has arrived like a wrecking ball.
Well, don't listen, I've been through that with Faye, and we're out the far side.
Okay, then you're all right.
I think it's more of a professional thing now. But no, it's great. Look, there is times when the dad kicks in and the daughter kicks in, and she gives out to me about a few things, and you forget that we're just of a different generation, right?
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
We do things a bit madder, I think. The younger generation tend to be a bit more, they're into health and fitness and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I do have to have a couple of cans of beer sneaking in backstage.
Just
for the taste and that old crafty feel.
Exactly. But would she frown on that stage?
See, they're of a different ilk, you know. Yeah. They're really into their fitness and all that kind of stuff. As I am as well.
Of course, it's just I don't work out as much. Yeah, that's it. We've always wondered, how does he do it? How does he maintain such an impeccable physique? What's it like getting or seeing her, because you're in the same business, and she's obviously, you've been in the business for longer, but in the years that you would have started, there wouldn't have been social media, I don't like that. That's not funny. Whatever. Yeah. If you saw something negative about her, how would you react? Would the dad kick in at that point and go?
No. I don't take any notice of social media. No, I don't. No, don't get me wrong. I'm aware of social media, and I am aware of how important it is in our career and advertising and all sorts of things that it is and do it. But you know, when you see Squirrel 00532 commenting on Faye or me, I go, squirrel, off with yourself. You know what I mean? Because unless it's John Mason or Tom something, you know, there's a real name attached to it. Well, then you go, okay, fair enough. But when you see these fictitious handles or whatever you want to call them, an odd number, you know, it's a load of bollocks. Like, you know what I mean? I mean, it's rubbish. And everyone hides behind that kind of crap. So I wouldn't take any notice of that. And you always have people that will.
And does she have that? Did she get that from you? That's admirable.
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. I mean, that's not to say you don't get upset when you're low yourself or you're down.
Of course,
you know. But generally speaking, you'll take criticism There's no question of that. We all have criticism. Especially in the world that we work in, the entertainment world. Look at it like chefs and actors and DJs and everything. Like, we're in the public eye, so we're open to comment, unlike maybe a solicitor you know, someone like that, or an engineer, you know, unless the bridge falls down, people don't comment on it. Do you know what I mean? But we get comments every day about what you do, and you can't let that stop you. I mean, if you did, you'd never do anything, you know.
I think it would be one of the things that I would think about if my own babies, that they haven't expressed any interest in getting off the PlayStation. But what, if they ever followed your sway, I'd be kind of, that would be the thing that where the parent might kick in and it might be a bit more protective.
But you kind of, suppose you learn to cope with that.
She's flying it. You guys are very funny together. It's wonderful to have that between ye. I guess it's great.
We always had a good laugh at home, you know what I mean? And what we do now is take it professionally, because she's trained as an actress and all that kind of stuff. It's not like she sat at the kitchen table with me one day and we said, let's do a show, you know what I mean? It didn't work like that, but it is great fun. It is great fun touring with and having a laugh, and I'm watching her from side of stage when she's doing her pieces, and I'm really enjoying it. I'm very proud of her as well.
That's it then, really, isn't it? Yeah. You know, that pride. I want to talk about the show. It's called Knuckle Down. Is it 50-50 in terms of the creative process? Coming up with funny stuff, or is it like, I'm Pat George, sweetheart.
I tell you what to do. It is. I mean, I very much let Faye off and write her pieces, you know.
Okay,
what I mean?
Right.
And we would base the show around, like, this show is kind of based around a character I did years ago called a teacher character. Yeah. And he was Knuckle Down. So we took that character as a kind of a central character, and then we built the show kind of around education and schools and things like that we see. And we do stand up and characters, and Faye is a great character of her experience of being outside the school, you know, the parents in the pyjamas smoking the fags outside the school waiting to collect children, because she was sent to a very posh school.
Only the best for our baby girl.
The best pyjamas were pulled up outside. So, you know, but that, it was funny. That was her, she wanted to do that character. And it's wonderful, her interpretation of that character. And that's kind of, and so she went off and wrote all that herself, and the same with the stand-up stuff she does. And then we bounced off each other as to, you know, I said, maybe tighten that up a bit. And she did the same with me.
Okay.
We talk like that about it and pull it together.
Yeah. Well, to be learning from anyone, he'd be going to you for the lessons. You're doing the Olympia. This is the Three Olympia Theatre on the 20th and the 21st of March. Tickets are on sale now for the show Knuckle Down with Pat and Faye. Ticketmaster.ie, and you can see all the characters live there. It's going to be a laugh. Ticketmaster Dolly, that's the 20th and the 21st. Pat, I'm out of time. Ridiculous.
That's
carry
great.
On. JP, how are we out of time?
We've got to pay bills. We've got to take ads. Come on. What are we doing?
A text for Pat 0874-100.
JP, I absolutely love Pat Short. I had the privilege of seeing Dunbearables, he says.
Dunbearables?
At the Edinburgh Comedy Festival. The funniest gig I've ever seen. Regards from Peter. And Aideen says, saw Pat and Faye in Castlebar a few weeks ago. Very funny and a great night out.
Lovely. Lots of love. Thanks. It's the 20th and the 21st.
This is a practical impossibility. It's ringing.
Ray,
what?
Love the show.
This is the Ray Foley Podcast.